All right, everyone, welcome back. Second half of today's podcast, Monday, March 11, 2024, the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, joining my co-host here, Mr. Big Marcel. We're here to preview UFC Vegas 88 to Vasa versus Tabura. I think we got, was it 13 fights, Marcel, on this card, I believe?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't counted. 7 plus 6 is 13.
Yeah. Gotta do some basic math there. 6 on the main card, 7 prelim. So looking forward to talking about with you. I mean, honestly, it's not the best card, you know, like, let's be honest, but
what Glenn says. Fights.
Yeah, I know, like Glenn says, some rich people in Vegas, I guess. I mean, the atmosphere, and I've heard, I haven't been to the Apex, I haven't seen a card there, but I've heard it's cool. But again, I mean, that's a lot of money to watch for Marcin Tybura in the main event. I was just joking to Marcel, I almost wrote Marcel Tybura when I was doing the podcast just now. top hype. You missed the last podcast, but yeah, MVP, I mean, you got that win. Back on the prison block for this fight night? What are you saying there, Antoine? What do you mean?
You won't like what I said, hype, about MVP, but watch it back.
Yeah, offer. Marcel was critical. I'll just say that. Anyways, I think we should just get into this. We got 13 fights, like I said, guys, so let's just jump into this card, UFC Vegas 88. Marcel, your thoughts on this card as a whole, what do you think about it?
A typical Apex card, I would say. You know, I think the main event stinks. Let's be honest. This fight was supposed to happen on 298, I think. And I don't know why they picked this fight to be on the on this card to headline. You know, there are a lot better fights they could have picked. Yeah, I mean, let's see what happens. I feel like I said before the podcast to you, I think Christian Rodriguez against Isaac Dolgarian is the best fight on this card and the fight I'm looking forward to the most. And let's see what happens, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So, again, we got 13 fights. We'll just start breaking them down right away, guys. We'll start with the first fight of the card. We use UFCstats.com. There is one fight missing on there, which is Moises Ramirez, but we'll add that into where it happens.
That's the fourth fight.
Yeah, so we'll add it in. All right, we'll start off with the first fight. Bantamweights, Canadian Chad the Monster Anhelinger takes on Charlampos Gregorio. And Charlampos is minus 166, the Monster plus 140. Marcel, you're picking the first fight.
Trivia. He's the second fighter out of Cyprus in the UFC. Who was the first?
Michael Bisping.
No, I mean, he was born in Cyprus, but he's not actually from Cyprus.
He is. He's born there.
Yeah, but you know he's English. He's British. Come on. Who's the real first fighter?
Can you give me a hint? Can you give me a hint?
He headlined a fight night.
Headlined
against Luke Rockhold.
Oh, Kostas Philippou.
Yeah, exactly.
He's Greek too, right? So he's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Charlampos Gregorio, he got that win over Cameron Smotherman in the Dana White Contender Series last year. It's kind of an early stoppage, but still, it was a good win for him. You know, I think he's training with the Law MMA guys, right? With Sterling, with Marab, these kind of guys. He has looked good so far. You know, I saw him before at CFFC. I wasn't really really high on him when I saw him fight there, you know. But I thought he looked pretty good at Contender Series. Mm-hmm. If you look at Chad Anhelinger, you know, he started well in the UFC with a win over Jesse Strader.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, he lost to Alateng Haley and to Jose Johnson, pretty recent Jose Johnson, that fight.
Yeah.
I'm kind of favoring Charlampos Gregorio here. I don't think there will be a finish. I'm going with a decision win for the guy from Cyprus.
Yeah, an interesting fight. I mean, Chad's got more experience, obviously, in the UFC, 2-1-2. Also, I thought he – I don't know what that fight with Muin Gafarov on Contender. I mean, he won but split, but I don't know. And then, obviously, the Strader fight, he was losing until he beat him in the third round. Since then, he lost 2 straight fights. So I'm not too high on him, and I'll give him a lot of credit, though. He's a guy that I think started with, like, 3 straight losses in his MMA career and then bounced back to make the UFC. He's Canadian, too, right? So I was – like the guy, but I don't think he's amazing by any means. The Charlampos guy, though, I mean, no high level experience in the UFC yet. He did beat that Cameron Smotherman guy. It was a really good knockout, but you know, this is a bit of a step up in competition. I'm curious to see what Chad's game plan is, because I think if he just tries to wrestle, maybe he'll have some success. But if the fight stays on the feet, I'm pretty sure he's gonna get clipped here, man. So I'll go with Gregorio too, Marcel. You're saying decision. I think he probably knocks him out, and he's got a lot of power.
Possibly.
And yeah, I think he knocks him out. So that's my pick here. We have the same pick here in the first fight night.
Can I reply to Antoine?
Yeah.
Insane in the brain.
Insane in the brain. Insane in the membrane. Oh, yeah. Classic. All right. Let's go to the next fight here. And, I mean, this one's tough for me to watch, Marcel, because You got my UFC wife here, Jacqueline Amorini, taking on Corey McKenna. And I thought it would only be worse if she fought your girl, Natalia Silva. Then I don't think we could do the podcast that week. But thankfully, there are different weight classes. No, yeah, no, we got Corey McKenna's favorite here, minus 122. Jacqueline Amorini, plus 102. I'm just going to say right now, Marcel, I'm not picking Jacqueline to win. I know you're going to be surprised, but I'm not picking her in this fight. I think Corey wins, man. I think she's just going to grind her out, dude. I honestly think so. I think it's going to be a boring decision for her. I think Jacqueline will do well in the first round, and then she'll gas out again. It's going to look like that Sam Hughes fight. I think it's going to look exactly the same as that. She'll get her down to the ground. She'll go for some chokes, not finish them, and then be exhausted in the second round. Corey McKenna is just going to get on top position, grind her out, win a decision. I mean, she did have that bomb through. I don't really think it's going to happen in this fight, though. I think Jacqueline is a lot higher of level of ground game than Miranda Granger. I think the fight goes three rounds. I actually like Corey McKenna quite a bit in this fight, man. I think it's a really good matchup for her, just because, again, I think she has such a big advantage with the gas tank. Yeah, Corey McKenna by decision. I feel pretty good about this one, to be honest. And sucks to see Jacqueline lose, because I really like this girl. But yeah, and anyways, she's already taken anyways by some dudes, so yeah, she can get out of here.
Go ahead. I've been watching this fight with this massive eggplant in his hand, but I feel the same way, man. I think Corey McKenna wins. I really like Corey. I think she also leveled up at the Team Alpha Male training with Macy Barber a lot, and I think Corey wins, man. I got to say, when she came into UFC, she was kind of green, you know. Yep. She was like not really developed. And I remember her losing to Elise Reed, I think. And that was like
a bad loss, man.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad loss. But since then, she got that good win over Granger with the Van Vloet choke, and the win over Cheyenne Vlismas. Yep. So, yeah, I think she wins. She also has probably better cardio than Amorim has. Yep. I'm taking Corey McKenna. I take her by decision. Yeah.
No, I like her too. So I think you got the same pick in this fight. We go to the next fight here. We have this fight's interesting, actually. We have the featherweight Danny El Puma Silva making his debut in the UFC against Josh Cuyabao. And the odds for this one, odds Cuyabao minus 162, Danny Silva plus 136. You know, this one, I'm not too confident in Cuyabao. I'm going to pick him, man, because of the experience in the UFC, and same, he's fought like better competition. But the Danny Silva guy is a dog too, man. I mean, that fight was a fucking war on contender. He got hit a shitload. I mean, look at the strike count. 204 for him, 197 for Angel Pacheco. That's crazy. Yeah. So they were just teeing off on each other. They both got signed. Dana White signed both guys. Both deserved. It does worry how much he got hit, though, in that fight. And that's why I got to pick Cuyabao, because he's just a more seasoned striker. But at the same time, I mean, this is the kind of guy that could, like, drown him, swarm him, break him. And, you know, he's fought decent competition on the regional scene, decent LFA and some other promotions. So I think this will be a pretty hard-fought fight, man, that probably goes the distance. I just, like I said, the experience of Cuyabao, the higher-level competition, fought good fighters like Dana Turner, Jordan Murphy. Didn't beat them, but the other guys he beat, like Mag Melsick, I mean, that's a good, pretty good win, I think. So he's decent, but I can't trust him enough to, like, put money on this guy. So I'll take Josh Cuyabao by decision. What do you think?
I kind of agree with more with you. I agree with everything you say. You know, I'm also going with Cuyabao by decision. And I think Silva is possible to surprise here, you know, but still, Cuyabao has fought a better opposition. He's more, he has the better experience, I think, you know. So, yeah, for me, Cuyabao as well. But I don't underestimate Silva at all.
Yeah, I think he has a chance for sure. He's a live dog. Go to the next fight here. We have, this is a fight that's not in UFC stats, but I think this fight's next, right?
Yeah,
Moises. Diego Moises taking on Mitch Ramirez, short notice replacement Ramirez. Moises is a big favorite here, minus 360. The Night Stalker Ramirez, plus 280. Is that his nickname? I got to double check. I got to pull the topology up.
The Fight Stalker.
The Fight Stalker. Yeah. The Night Stalker is that guy that killed those people. My God, I feel sorry. With that. He's that dude, Richard Ramirez. Isn't it Richard Ramirez? Is that his
name? Yeah.
You guys talking about that crazy guy? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the serial killer. Yeah.
The next. Okay. Well, actually, he's got the same fucking last name. He's got almost the same nickname. So I don't feel so bad now. But... the Night Stalker. Yeah, I would pick that guy to win. Bring a knife in the octagon and slit your throat. Anyways, listen, Marcel. To me, this is like an easy pick on Moises, right? Like I think so. I mean, he's fought, like you said, he's in the UFC. He's fought way better competition. He's got a way better ground game. The striking will be competitive, I think, but even that, you know, Diego is a decent striker. And Sky Mitch Ramirez, you know, he's beaten mostly like just not good fighters, and then he steps up and fights Protas, who's really good, and gets brutally knocked out. I will say he's probably better at lightweight, so he'll probably stick around the UFC for a bit. I mean, he's fought some decent competition. It's not like it's bad. But again, Moises just, you know, beating Bobby Green, beating Michael Johnson, Christos Gagos, Alexander Hernandez, Ezekiel Costa. These are pretty good fighters, you know? Kurt Holubow. Like, these are pretty decent opposition. Then lost to only good guys like Benoit and Islam and Demir and Neil and Joel Alvarez. He only lost to, like, really fucking good guys, man. So, yeah, I mean, for me, the question is, does he finish the fight or not? Like, that's kind of what I'm thinking here. Does he finish it or not? I think he's got a chance to submit this guy. I guess I'll go with him by submission. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I think so too. You know, I mean, if it was the Night Stalker, he could bring a knife like his uncle, but he can't. So,
dude, they're not related.
No, I mean, it's so funny, you know. I'm also with Moises. I think Moises wins the fight. I think Moises will be really disappointed because he was supposed to be the co-main event against Brett Riddell, and now he's bumped down to relegated to the prelims or something. I would say he wins the fight.
Yeah. And Ramirez short notice too. Who's he replacing? I can't remember.
Brett Riddell,
that's right. And Moises was favored against Riddell, but I'll be honest, I actually thought Riddell had a chance to win that fight. I know he's coming off retirement as well, but Riddell's a pretty good fighter, you know. So this is Ramirez is not bad, but this is an easier fight than Brett Riddell, I would say, personally. All right, let's go to the next fight here. We got Jafel Filho taking on Odey Osborne in the UFC men flyweight division. Odd for this one. Filho, -180. Odey Osborne, +150. Marcel, I'm going with Jafel Filho, man. I think this guy's really good. They had that fucking war with Daniel Alvarez, submits him. He had that really good fight against Makhachev where he was winning the fight and then ends up getting finished. But, man, a lot of guys would have tapped out that knee bar. Just fought a really game Makhachev. And then he had that crazy knockout on Contender. I think this guy's really solid, man. And Odey Osborne's a guy that's super inconsistent. He's been finished in all of his losses in the UFC. And I think he gets finished here. This is a good spot for a flyweight under, I think. I don't think this fight goes 3 rounds. I think Jafel Filho submits Odey Osborne. I feel pretty confident in it, too. So Jafel Filho by submission is my pick. What do you think, man?
Me too, man. Jafel was pretty good, you know. He got that win over that Robert Echeverria guy, you know, who is he's training at GoChat. I think I see him all the time in the corners of the GoChat fighters. And he's a pretty good fighter as well, you know. So that was a good win. He gave Makhachev a really difficult fight, you know. And in this last fight, he knocked out Danny Barras. Pretty weird that a guy from Brazil has fought twice in the UFC and both fights were in England. Now he's fighting. Yeah, he's fighting in America now. I'm picking him. Listen, I like Odey a lot, but I think Jafel will win.
Yeah, I like Jafel, man. I think he's better. I think, honestly, Odey, if he loses again and gets finished, he probably gets cut. You know,
it's possible.
Yeah. So let's go to the next fight here.
Such a weird matchup.
Yeah. You got Josiane Nunes taking on Chelsea Chandler. Women's bantamweight division. So that's something to key in on here. I mean, there's another girl later on, Misha Chason, that's also going back down in weight. So Chandler, I mean, can she make 135? We'll see, you know? And then you got Josiane Nunes, who's like super short, man, for this weight class. Let me check the stats here, but I think she's like 5'2", right? Let me check. Nunes, 5'2", versus 5'8". So you got a real height discrepancy here. Despite that, Nunes is favored. -142, Chelsea Chandler, +120. Let me get your thoughts on this one. What do you think about this fight?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird fight, to be honest. You know, Josiane Nunes has won all of her fights. She's ranked, you know, and Chelsea lost her last fight against Norma Dumont, and she gets another one. Listen, I like it for Chelsea that she gets another fight, but I think Chelsea struggles to make 135. You know, she said it herself. She was like, I hope I can go further in my career at 145. You know, but the UFC obviously don't want to have anything to do anymore at 145 now, so... she has to make 135 to stay in the UFC. Will be hard for her, just like it will be hard for Norma Dumont, you know, in next month. So, I would favor Nunes still, you know, in this, because she proved that she can overcome those reach advantages against Bia Malecki, against Sarah Farron. Although I think Chelsea's better than both those two girls, both, you know, but still, I'm going with Nunes. Decision, probably.
I'm with you, too. Chandler, I don't know. I mean, like, she could win this. She's a live dog, too, I would say, just because she has a better ground game, right? If she gets this fight to the ground, she'll be bigger and stronger. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Josiane Nunes on the feet, I think she's going to tee off on her, man. I really do. And that fight with Norma Dumont where she ran away, I mean, that image stays in my mind. It just kind of showed me, she's, you know, who likes being hit? But, I mean, it just wasn't a good look. Again, the size discrepancies. I picked when she fought Bea Malecki. I picked her. I was happy with that one. But this is, I think, a little bit of a tougher fight, just because Chandler's ground game is pretty legit, you know. But again, if the fight stays standing, which I think it probably does for the most part, I think Josiane Nunes tees off on her. But again, there's so many fights in this card. There's 12. This is one I wouldn't bet, or 13, I should say. This is one I wouldn't bet on. So I'll stay away from it. I'll take Nunes. Probably decision, because Chandler's pretty tough too. So that's the same pick as you. Go to the next fight here. We got Natan Levy taking on Mike Davis. This is a fun fight. This is the featured prelim here. Watch for this one. Mike Davis, minus 290, plus 230, Levy. I mean, I think you have to go with Mike Davis here, right? Like, the guy, when he fights, is super good, man. I mean, he has, again, you talk about guys that haven't fought that much. He's been in the UFC for 5 years, and he's only fought four times. But when we've seen him fight, just, you know, other than the Gilbert Burns fight where he lost, I mean, everyone would lose to in their debut. He destroyed Thomas Gifford. Like, that was one of the worst beatings you'll ever see in the UFC. He beat Mason Jones. That was a good win for him. And then he beat Vasyusov Barshov, which was a fucking good win for him. Because Barshov, I know he's not a very good wrestler, but, man, he's a good striker. And he you know, withstood the three rounds and beat him there. So this guy's just really well-rounded. He can strike and he can wrestle. That's what I like about him. I actually like Natan Levy too, man. I think he's a pretty good fighter, but he's to me a little bit one-dimensional, right? Like, his grappling is kind of what's winning him these fights, and this is a fight where I think he's going to be outmatched in the feet. So Mike Davis is a decent sized favorite here, minus 290, and I think he wins this fight, probably decision. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I really like Mike Davis, but he doesn't fight too much, you know, and that's a problem with Mike Davis, you know. I think he's a really fun fighter, super technical on the feet. His ground game is pretty strong. 100% Mike Davis for me here, you know. I'm going with the decision as well, Natan Levy stuff. Yeah, but when I saw this fight, I was like, finally we get Mike Davis back, and if he's on this game, he's going to win the fight.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. So we have the same pick in this one. We'll go to the next fight here, guys. We got Gerald Meerschaert taking on Brian Barberina, UFC middleweight division, kicking off the card. Meerschaert, minus 230, plus 190, Barberina. I think we're both big fans of Brian Barberina, especially you, but I don't like this fight at middleweight for him, dude. I mean, I just think, you know, he's a guy. I know he's had some problems cutting weight and stuff like that, but, I mean, he's fought. This is his third weight class now, and it's just against Makhmud Meridov, Marcel, 13 takedowns. It's not good. Gerald Meerschaert's not an amazing wrestler by any means, but, I mean, he's decent, and if he gets the fight to the ground, I think he locks up submission. He's got, like, what, 35 wins, and, like, almost all of them are by submission. I think he submits Brian Barberina, man. I'm pretty sure that's what happens here. I think he's going to get him to the ground, submit him. I'll say, you know, Brian's pretty tough. I say he'll hang around to the third round and get submitted in the third round. You're short by third round submission. It's kind of what he does. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it too much because, you know, I'm really good with Brian. But, I think, I think, man, Brian, he went to middleweight now, and I think this is not a good matchup, to be really honest. You know, you got a guy who's really good at submissions. It's likely, I think he is the submission leader in the middleweight division, you know? Yep. And he has 9. He probably gets 10 now. So, yeah, I think Meerschaert wins as well.
What round?
Second.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we both like that. And again, you know, Brian's a fan. We're a fan of Brian on the podcast here. But, you know, man, it's going to be 4 straight losses, I think. And I don't think they'll cut him. He's a guy that I think will get 5 straight losses, potentially. But I don't like this matchup for him at all. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We got Tanny Kianzad taking on Macy Chasson. And the odds for this will have Macy is favored minus 205, Panny plus 170. This is a rematch. They fought in 2018 on the tough finale.
Yeah.
Macy won by submission. And now they rematch 6 years later. And Kianzad's the higher ranked fighter, but a big underdog in this fight. So what do you think, man? You got Chiesa, or do you like Sexy Scramble in this fight, Marcel? Remember that used to be your nickname?
Yeah, I remember, man. I remember.
Who do you like? Marcel, your thing's off. Your mic. I'm waiting for you. You're on mute. There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I don't know what happens. I think that cable is fucked. But yeah, I think Chaseon probably has to use a little bit of a ground game in this fight, man. That's what I think. I think she's probably stronger. You know, Penny. Yeah, it's difficult, man. I'm leaning Chaseon. Let's put it that way. You know, but Penny definitely has a chance. You know, but I feel like Macy is too big and too strong for her, probably. You know, yeah. And I wonder if Macy makes 135. You know,
yeah, no, I agree. I mean, that's a question mark here because she's like again with Chelsea Chandler. Same with Macy Chaseon. She struggled to make weight when she fought Irene Aldana. I think it was at 140 catchweight, right? Like, yeah. It wasn't even at bantamweight. So she's someone that's fought 145, moving back down now to 135. So that's something to keep in mind. I'll tell you this right now, Marcel. Hit the button. Let's go. Hit the button. Yeah. Taking her, man. Taking my girl, her panty cans. I think she could win this rematch, dude. I think she'll win the decision in this fight. Plus 170, especially. I mean, this feels like the Poirier odds last week. Same odds. No, I like her here. I mean, listen, like, you know, actually, I'm really glad we saw that Morosa Wood fight because just because someone won the first fight doesn't mean they'll win the rematch. And I think I was really glad to see that happen in a way because it almost, like, sometimes I forget. It's like, it's not so cut and dry sometimes. Yes, they fought 6 years ago and Macy won. But I think they're different fighters now. I actually think Pandy's grown as a fighter. I think she's, you know, better defensively, especially. And the striking, I think she's a much better striker. I like, to me, it's not even close. I will say this, too. You know, they have a common opponent, Raquel Pennington. They have two common opponents, Leah Landsberg and Raquel Pennington. And Pandy beat Lena and Macy lost her. And they both fought Raquel and they both lost. But I'll tell you right now, that Pandy Kianzad fight with Raquel Pennington is very close. Very, very close. And that's a champ right now. That's the champ right now. Macy got submitted by her. Macy, I kind of feel like, you know, she's a good fighter. She's definitely got the better grappling here, and that's how she'd win. But I do feel like, Marcel, she's kind of declining a little bit. I don't know. Like, lost two of her last three by finish. I understand the top opposition. I get that. But to me, like, when she came to the UFC and she's finishing everyone, I'm like, holy shit, we have, like, a future champion maybe. And I don't really feel like she's panned out. Kianzad, I think, is really solid, man. I think she's one of the more underrated fighters. I always like her fights. She's really exciting to watch, I think, with the striking. And I think she could win this fight, you know. Again, you know, the grappling is going to be an issue here. But especially with that weight cut, man, if she doesn't finish her Chaseon, I think Kianzad can come on strong late. So I'll say this fight goes like this. I think Chaseon, first round, probably gets her against the fence, pulls her to the ground. And then second round, you know, Pandy is able to keep it upright and wins the third round too. And she actually won that third round against Caitlin Vieira too in the last fight. So good cardio. I think she wins this fight, man. I think her as a plus 170 dog. Let's go. Let's take it. Let's do it. Let's do it, Marcel.
By the way, UFC Russell Tracker has just posted three fighters removed from the roster. Mike Breeden, Fernie Garcia, and Luis Saldana.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We got Christian Rodriguez against Isaac Dalgarian. This is Marcel. He said it's his favorite fight in the card.
Yeah.
Featherweight fight. Christian Rodriguez moving up. Dalgarian minus 148. Rodriguez, C-Rod plus 124. I'll let you start because you like the fight so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, great fight. You know, Christian Rodriguez going up to 145. Now we had trouble with making weight. I think he missed weight in the Contender Series and he missed weight in the UFC against Rosas Jr. and Cameron Simon his last two fights. One loss in his UFC career, which was at 145 against Jonathan Pierce at short notice, you know. Now he's fighting Isaac Dalgarian. Dalgarian still undefeated. All of his finishes in the first round by either submission or knockout. Yeah, really fun guy to watch. Man, it's a difficult one, man. I'm going to tell you. I think if it ends early, I likely go with Dalgarian. If I think it goes to a decision, I favor Rodriguez because I don't know how Dalgarian fights in the second and third round because we never have seen it, you know? And so safe pick Rodriguez decision, but I think it's going to be an absolute banger. And I think we'll be fighting tonight.
You took Rodriguez or Dalgarian?
Rodriguez.
Hit the button then. You got a dog.
Oh, well, there we go.
There was a dog from Marcel. This is a tough one. I think Rodriguez definitely has a chance to fight gets out of the first round, which it might. I mean, he's tough. He's never been finished, right? But Dalgarian is pretty special, man. I was beyond impressed with his debut. And, I mean, all his fights are ending the same way. He's just getting guys down, beating the fucking shit out of them and winning the fights in the first round. I don't know. It just, to me, it's like I'm not sure what C-Rod's going to look like in the higher weight division. When he fought Jonathan Pierce, he didn't look that great. And Dalgarian's Yeah, it was. I'm just saying, like, Dalgarian's pretty good, man. You know, and
yes.
But again, I question the cardio though. That's my question. So if it gets out of the first, he doesn't finish him, which again he's never been finished. What happens then? So
yeah,
I'm kind of on the fence about this one. I'm gonna pick Dalgarian just because I think his upside's really high. I really like him as a prospect. But I don't even know the method because I think Christian's tough enough where he could survive. I kind of feel like Dalgarian might be able to grind this out and win the decision still, even though we haven't seen that. But the safe pick would probably be him by first round finish. So, yeah, probably TKO grounded pound like he's been doing. But it's an interesting fight, and it's not one I would bet on personally. I think Dog could definitely win this fight. All right, let's go to the next fight here. We got, I mean, why is this guy in the UFC still? Ovin St. Preux taking on Kennedy Nechekwu. I'm just so confused. Like, OSP is really past his prime, man, and the odds suggest that too. -500 Kennedy, African Assassin, +380 in OSP. Listen, I like OSP ever since Strikeforce, man. I've always liked the guy. You know, he had some really good wins in the UFC, man, but God, he's looked terrible, man, lately. Looked horrible. Kennedy is still super young. He's only 30. Well, he's 31, but I mean, OSP is what, 42, isn't he? Let me double check.
40.
OSP is 40. He's 40. Don't want to age him too much. But I think, Kennedy's not amazing, and I still worry about his chin. I just don't think it's the fight where he gets tested. I think Kennedy I think he ends his career. I think he finishes him in the first round, ends his career. What do you think?
Yeah, man, and I really got some dislike for OSP after that first Shogun fight where he had the front throwing a skateboard in the octagon. Right. I mean, what a dick move.
I mean, that's, you're talking about no contest. That should have been one, right?
Or an object. And funny was, like, when I showed it to one of my colleagues, I think like 2 years ago, he's like, this actually happened? I was like, no, dude, this not happened. It's like somebody, it's like made by somebody, dude. He's like, oh, it looked real. It's like, yeah, it looks definitely real. So, yeah, I also think OSP loses, man. I respect OSP a lot. You know, I always liked it from the Strikeforce days, like you said, same for me. But yeah, I think he's pretty much done. I'm going with Kennedy. I think Kennedy finishes him in the first round.
Yeah, I think this is what's the, is this the easiest pick in the card, or is it
probably? Yeah,
yeah, this is probably this fight. Yeah, I would say so too. Again, you're in a survivor pool. This is the guy to take, I think, this week. All right, let's go to the next fight here. Co-main event: Brian Battle taking on Angelosa. Odds for this one: Battle's favor, -162. Angelosa +136. You know, I think it's a pretty good fight. Not really co-main event worthy, I wouldn't say, but I think they're trying to build Battle up as a prospect here, and he is favored. He's looked good in the UFC. I mean, other than the Renat fight where he got just like out wrestled for what, like 14 minutes and 11 seconds, the other fights he's looked amazing. I mean, really, for the most part, he's knocking guys out, submitting them. He's looked fucking incredible. Angelosa's decent. He's never been finished, I don't think, so he's tough. And I think this fight probably goes to three rounds, and I think, you know, he'll probably test Brian Battle, but Brian Battle, I think, overall be a little better on the feet, a little better on the ground, and win decision. So that's kind of what I'm leaning here, Brian Battle. What do you think?
Same. I think Brian Battle has to probably take the fight to the ground. There is his advantage. I think stand-up, Angelosa is good as well. You know, he got a good chin. We saw that against AJ Fletcher. But if I think about Angelosa, I still have to think about that fight at the Dana White Contender Series against Jack Della Maddalena. That was such a great fight. He lost that fight, by the way, but still, it was a great fight. I think Battle wins, man. I think he takes him down probably and submits him, probably second or third round. That would be my choice of finish. I think it will be a good fight, and I'm happy they bumped this fight up. It was supposed to be on prelims at first, but...
Oh, okay.
I don't think
the co-main event's a little high up there, but, you know,
it's easy, true. Right?
All right, well, I mean, it's not like it's much better than this main event here. I don't know about this one, man, as a main event. Tied Tuivasa taking on Marcin Tybura. Odds for this one. Tuivasa is slight favorite here. -125, +105 on Marcin Tybura. Actually, I'll let you start on this one. What do you think?
This can go two ways. Either Ty knocks him out in the first round, or Tybura gets some late finish, or finishes by decision, you know, or wins by decision. That's pretty much it. I don't want to talk too much about this fight. I think Tybura does smart that takes him to the ground, and after three or four rounds, Ty is exhausted as fuck, and Tybura finishes him with ground and pound. So going with Marcin Tybura on this.
Well, hit the button. He's an underdog. Hit it.
All right, there you go.
Hit it one more time for me.
There you go.
We got a consensus dog, guys, in the main event. We have a consensus
last
dog.
Last fight.
Finally, man, we got a consensus dog. We haven't had one in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think he does, dude. I wrote my breakdown today for bookies. It's going to be posted tomorrow. I wrote down the exact same fucking thing you just said. I literally wrote down the same thing. I think that's exactly what happens. I think Martine will be able to kind of survive the first round, and Ty's going to get so tired, and the fight's going to take over the third, fourth, fifth round, and he's going to lose by exhaustion. Basically, Tuber's just going to get on top of him and just rain down blows and just use his fat smother to Tuivasa and just beat him to a pulp and win by ground and pound. It's going to be an awful fight for as long as it lasts until the finish, but I think Tuivasa is going to get finished here with ground and pound. I think it's going to look like maybe like, well, like the Wall Harris fight was one round, but I think it'll go longer than that just because Ty is a little bit tougher than Walt, I would say. But no, Ty's lost three straight fights, man. And he's getting like his chin's not looking good. He's getting tired in his fights. I like Ty a lot. I hope Ty wins. I mean, part of me hope he wins because I like him more. But I like my heart says Ty, but my head says Marcin Tybura. So I think Marcin just gets on top of him and just beats him to the ground. And I you know, hey, Blake, sorry. I know you made some comments here. I just want to get this one. I don't think so because Marcin is top 15, is he not? I think he is a ranked fighter, isn't he, Marcel? I'm pretty sure he is, right?
Both are ranked.
I mean,
9 and 10.
Yeah, this is not like it's 9 versus 10. It makes sense. Marcin Tybura is ranked higher than Derek Lewis and Jairzinho versus Drake. Those guys aren't scrubs either. They're not bottom of the barrel. This guy's he's the guy that I don't like picking because I don't like his game. I find him boring. I don't like watching him fight, but he's pretty effective with what he does. So I think it's a good matchup for him. I really do. And I'm really happy we have the same pick here, man. It makes me happy. So
yeah, he only has two losses in his last 8 fights, and those were losses against Volkov and against Aspinall. So
and the Aspinall one, I mean, like listen, most people are gonna get blasted by Aspinall. And the Volkov fight was somewhat competitive. So yeah, I mean he's not bad. And again, you know, Ty. Like same thing. I mean, he's lost to some good guys, but I look back at the other fights he lost before the win streak. You know, the Sergey Spivak fight. I think it kind of looks like that, where he just gets taken down. Spivak submitted him, I think, to Burr ground and pound. So, I am happy we have the same pick here. Yeah, Joe's got Tuivasa, Kype's got Tabura. Yeah, so we got the same pick. So, just you know, really quick recap here, guys. Took most of the favorites on this card, which I think most of them win. But for dogs, I took Kanny Kianzad and Martin Tybura. And Marcel took Christian Rodriguez and Marcin Tybura. So we have a consensus dog this week, Marcin Tybura. I think there's a couple live dogs earlier on the prelims. But yeah, I think a lot of the favorites win again. Anything else you want to say about the card?
Not much, you know. I think it's like a typical Apex card. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right. Anything else you want to say, man, or should we just get out of here early today? Anything else you want to talk about really quick?
Nothing.
All right, cool. Let's just get out of here, guys, just because we've been talking for like almost 2 hours, and my mouth is pretty dry. So we'll get out of here. We appreciate you guys. Oh, this last question. Keita and Eggy. I don't. Who are these guys? There's a question.
The last question. That's Belgium against the Netherlands. yeah, fun fight, you know. Losene Keita is probably one of the biggest prospects from Belgium. And Agi Sardari is a former Cage Warriors champion, good fighter as well. That's going to be a fun fight, man. Looking forward to it. I'm not going to give my pick. I'm just going to look forward to it.
just a couple of questions here. Any word on 301 and 302 headliners? Nothing yet. I mean, have you heard anything?
Literally nothing. It's like... I don't even know what 302 is going to happen. If it's Newark or if it's I have no idea.
It's odd. Hardy, Harris, and Ivanov. Ty would kill these guys. Ty fought Ivanov and lost actually, so he actually lost to him. I actually had Blagoy in that fight. Blagoy, I think, dropped Ty. I'm pretty sure, and won the decision. God bless you too, man. Appreciate you guys. No, I really appreciate you guys joining us as always. You know, for the podcast. Hope you guys liked it. Yeah, I think we're good. We'll be back next week. We'll recap UFC Vegas 88, and then we'll preview Vegas 89, I think it is.
Rebus against Nama Yunus.
Very last question here. We got, will Dana finally book JLS? They got to bring JLS to the UFC, man. He's got to fight. Before I die, I want to see JLS fight in the UFC. I mean, come on. The guy's got, 100 losses, man. I mean, you got to have a fight of the worst guys ever. So, anyways, guys, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck with your picks and bets. Peace.